Once that individual comes up and is crowned by God with knowledge, then a whole host of leaders come up around messianic knowledge. And so what I see today is no one leader can solve this problem. No one organization can solve the problem. But a great black man was among us in the person of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that man left us with a body of knowledge and a programmatic thrust that is bigger than Louis Farrakhan or Jesse Jackson or Reverend Al Sharpton. These are brilliant men, but the disconnect, Brother Amos, is that our learned people are disconnected from the suffering of the masses. We have knowledge, but how do we transmit that knowledge to the masses of our people?
So it's like the talented 10 have just gone on, and they're staying at the Hyatts, and they're living large, and the rest of the 90 are suffering.
I don't want to say it just like that, Brother Amos. I say the talented 10th have been pulled away from their community and taken into corporate America, but they too are suffering from the glass ceiling. They can only go as high as somebody else will determine for them, so they're dissatisfied, they're angry.